This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The FBI has released photographs of the suspected terrorist, and the Bureau's director said the country remains on a heightened state of alert. Meanwhile, the FBI has found a document in the bag of one of the hijackers, a cross between a spiritual primer and a checklist for the suicide attacks. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a very busy week for investigators.
It sure has. We started out on Sunday with the government grounding all crop dusters. That was prompted by reports that a number of the suspected hijackers expressed interest in crop dusting planes, including one man, Mohammed Atta, who reportedly tried to get a loan to buy a plane. And that prompted fears that terrorists were thinking of using planes to dispense chemical agents. Then we had the hazmat story. The FBI uncovered a scheme in which it claims an examiner at the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation issued fraudulent licenses to 20 men of Arabic descent. Now, those licenses permitted the men to haul dangerous chemicals and poisons and other hazardous materials. By last night, the FBI had arrested 18 men and was looking for two others. Now, the FBI Director Robert Mueller said the FBI did not believe those arrests are connected to the hijackings on September 11th. He did say that we should be prepared for the possibility of another attack. He said, quote, "We're under a heightened state of alert," but he said he had no information about any attack actually in the works.
Now, what about this document that prepared the hijackers for death?
It's a really interesting document. The Washington Post got it. The Post reports that the FBI investigators found the document in the luggage of Mohammed Atta. As you know, he's believed to be one of the key organizers in the attack. It's a 5-page document, handwritten in Arabic. Now, it's a combination of kind of spiritual exhortation and practical instruction for the last night before their deaths. Here's one section that was translated by the Post. Quote, "The time of fun and waste has gone. The time of judgment has arrived. Hence, we need to utilize those few hours to ask God for forgiveness. You have to be convinced that those few hours that are left to you in your life are very few. From there, you will begin the happy life, the infinite paradise." And then there's the practical advice. The hijackers are instructed to check, quote, "your bag, your clothes, knives, your will, your IDs, your passport, all your papers. Make sure nobody is following you."
Now, the photographs.
Yes. As you know, there is some dispute about the identity of the hijackers. At least four people have said that they have the same or similar names. So the FBI released the photos of the hijackers, hoping that people will recognize them and identify the men definitively. Also, until yesterday, Director Mueller had refused to say the hijackers were connected to the Al-Qaeda network, even though many other people had in the administration. But in his press conference yesterday, he said publicly for the first time that his agency believes one or more of the hijackers has links to Osama bin Laden's organization.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.